This is Near FM
90.3. I'm going to welcome Tina Madden. Good morning, Tina. How are you?
Not too bad. It's a lovely, beautiful sunny morning, so puts a smile on everybody's face, thank goodness.
And it's a Monday morning.
It's a Monday.
Now, Tina, I've been telling our listeners, you have launched a new game for 1 to 105 years, from 5 to 105 years old people. But Tina, tell us a little bit about your television art show. That it's an amazing achievement. It's the longest running show in the world now, isn't it?
Well, I'd like to think it is. I've tried and tested, and it looks as though I am with the same presenter over the last 20 odd years. I'm actually nearly coming up to 30 years. Oh my gosh. But so a lot of it would be. I started off back in 1990. Excuse me. And I had 4 children at the time, and I still have them now, and I have grandchildren as well. but that's when it all started. It kicked off in 1990. Then I ended up going part of a school project within the community, because the mums were at home, the children were at home at summertime. It's all different now. And I was part of it. They asked me, as a mum, what could I help out with? And that's when I got into the art and children. And then from there, I wanted to do something a little different. So I introduced the children to animation, and it worked. And then in 1997, I ended up on the Gayburn Show, which was absolutely fantastic in such a short span of time. He was absolutely brilliant, pure gentleman. And from then, it just went from strength to strength. And as it is today, I am an RTE player. I have taught children all over the world how to draw. And I was even in Australia, and I was on the radio over there as well. Oh, fantastic time over there. And I've had a good few interviews here as well. So, it's going a long time. So it's not only drawing that I'm doing. I'm trying to introduce the... What I'm doing is introducing fun into drawing and learning how much fun you can have with it. But not only that, it's got motor skills, it's got eye-to-hand coordination, you know, and it's a fun way of learning, you know.
But Tina, you're launching a new drawing game. I was saying earlier that for 5 to 105 year olds, I just have to tell you something tiny, little quick. I go to a writing class, and one of the students had her 100th birthday in the class 2 weeks ago.
Oh my gosh!
And I'll tell you
over again.
Right as a button. Put you to shame.
Oh.
And a maternity nurse during the Second World War, riding a bike around the West Mead. But that's enough of that. Now, but Tina, you're launching this new drawing game, as I said, from 5 to 105 year olds. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, over my course of I did up all my own characters, the Eggles. That's what I call them, Eggles. The Eggles from Eggville, where all the Eggles live. So I wanted to try it out and see. When I put them all together, I said, I have 365 Eggles, and they're nearly birthday buddies at this stage, because there's one for every day of the year. So with the Eggles, I decided that I remember as a kiddie myself, and we did a, it used to be called a Beetle Drive. A Beetle Drive,
okay.
Yeah, the Beetle Drive game. What it was, you roll the dice and you get the number and you complete the beetle and then move on. So I had my little Eggles, and I thought, oh my gosh, I had so much fun doing that, and why not try something new? So that's how we came up with the Eggle Draw game. It's a fun drawing game for all ages, and we roll the dice, and it's for both schools and for, like, my husband, his parents are still with us, thank goodness, and his aunt is in a nursing home. It was really for her as well, because it would help, because they like to colour in and draw themselves, so it covers a wide spectrum. But also, at the end of the game, is everyone has some fun. You know, that's the important thing on it. it covers all aspects of learning and stimulation, and, you know, like, because people, no matter what age they are, they love to draw and colour in.
But you have, I'm looking at the game here, just tell me the Tina, what's the name? Eggill.
Yeah, you see, Eggill would have been, if you look at, the shape of the tummy is like an egg, with a head on top and 2 feet at the bottom.
Oh.
And now you can see it.
Yes.
So my name, I came up with, my name is Gill, G-I-L-L, so Eggill Game, you know, and that's how I came up with the name. And that's how the characters were born as well, from that. And because I was boiling eggs, I know this doesn't sound so funny, I was boiling eggs for my kiddies for tea, and because they love dipping in for the soldiers, you know, the toast dipping in. And I was boiling them on the pot, and I was saying, oh my gosh, you know, like, that's a beautiful shape. And that's, so gave them the eggs, that was great, they ate them. And I went then, when they went off to bed then, I just sat down with my iPad and drew the egg, and then from there I put on a head, and then I put on, Eggles don't have legs, they just have feet at the bottom.
You see them, I'm watching them here, I'm watching
them. Yeah, they can still walk.
Yeah.
And then they have the two arms, but the first Eggle I ever did was my friend Dexter Eggwood. He's an Eggle from Eggville. And so from Dexter then came out the other 364 characters, and from there they just blossoms, and the kids just love them, because in my art classes, like, we draw them, and I teach the children how to draw different characters, and for animation as well, and they loved the game, you know, like, they got such fun out of it. And I said, oh my gosh, I think we're on to a winner here. So we went home, and it's my husband and myself, we're a team. And we put it together, and him in his graphics, he's fantastic doing that. I did the art bits for that, and that's how the Eggle Draw game came about.
But I'm looking at just something here where the cover of your the fun drawing for game for all ages, but I'm looking at the egg and your drawing, but underneath you also have, like, the right arm, the body, the head. They're also learning words. But I love the pilot. I love Andy the pilot. That's my favourite, I have to tell you right now.
It's a real adventure.
Yeah, I love the goggles and the scarf. It's absolutely wonderful. So can I just ask you, Tina, how can parents get their hands on this?
They can go onto my website and they can order teenimation.net. Teenimation loves animation. But teenimation.net, and they just place in their order, and then it'll be delivered within the 2 weeks to them.
I just want to say something, Tina. M-A-T-I-O-N. I'm actually dyslexic. Now, most of the time I'm okay. The rest of the staff here, I absolutely nearly attack their brains. It's M-A-T-I-O-N. That's Tina.
Yes,
that, just
Tina,
to make sure.
Yeah. I'm dyslexic myself, and that's why I think, we're creative people, you know. It's just a different way of learning. And if you look at the children in school, or even when the years ago, caves, the drawings were on the wall, they didn't have words for them, they had drawings for them. So with dyslexia, it's just a different way of learning and recognizing the words. And still, like you, I get tripped up with words as well. And the kids ask me, even in my classes, Tina, how do you spell it? Hold on a second. We didn't have phonics in our day, you know, like was I E I O N U. But then when I ask the children now to spell their names, they make all the noises, and I'm saying, no, I need the letters. So they say, Tina, can you not spell? And I say, sometimes there's too much stuff on my table in my brain, and it says it falls off, and your name is just after falling off. And then they spell it for me. So that's the way I get around it, you know. But being creative people, we can have many excuses as to how we get around things, you know. So that's where I'm at.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
But Tina, Animate, the series on RTE, now we're not advertising RTE, we're not, just that it just it happens to be that it just happens that you've been on that show for 27 years nearly, which is amazing, and well done RTE. But you were saying there's animation as well, is it?
Yeah, because what it is, I put together as well, I put Let's Draw On. It was in a box game. And COVID for me was absolutely fantastic in the way that it made you think outside, literally outside the box. And so, as it is, I get my feedback. I teach children every day of the week. And I get my feedback from them. As I say to the kiddies, I share information with them and they share their information with me. And I say to them, we're both learning. So even as mature as I am, I'm still learning. And they look at me and say, how old are you, Tina? I said, 21 again. But so in that way then, so with COVID and all that, I became ill over the COVID and I ended up having an operation. So I couldn't, nobody could move anywhere in any way. Yes, so that's why I say it came about for myself. And so it gave us a chance to sit for a while. And they talk about meditation, they talk about that. But this was literally, the world stood still. And so we all had to sit with ourselves. Some found it very, very difficult, you know, like, because we need contact with other people, you know, like we need to be able to embrace everyone when we see them, and especially family and friends. And then, so it helped me to think outside the box. So I put together an animation drawing kit in a box. And what happened was people ordered online, I sent it out. And they had their 8 weeks of material in their box. And then I was on the Zoom. I learned how to do Zoom, which was fantastic. And so I did Zoom classes over the internet. And it turned out fantastic. And when you're on one-to-one with some, you know, like I call them the teeny boppers to grasshoppers, the children, is that you get an instant feedback. But I wasn't sure how Zoom would work, as thousands of other people have found out it works very well. And then when I was doing some practical stuff, and that would be when we're doing animation little pieces as well, and getting it across the screen, and it worked. And I was absolutely delighted. You know, I could say I've been practicing all my life on Zoom.
Oh, well, Zoom was fantastic. I mean, I really just have to say, and any meetings here from the boss, that if there was a group session or something like that, the Zoom was absolutely wonderful. You could put on your best top and a bit of makeup. It didn't matter if you were in your jammies bottom.
but could be in your shorts.
But absolutely. Tina, one of the things I want to ask you is you teach what age are the children?
I teach from 4 up to 12.
Ah, brilliant.
And then I have into teenagers now from 14, because there's a gap there between 14 and 16. So I'm teaching 14 to 16 year olds as well. Those courses will be starting up the end of this month.
And are
September, October.
And are they on Zoom or are they...
I'm in Ashbourne and then in Glasnevin, and I'm in Lusk and I'm in Swords. So I travel. The kiddies they travel from their area to me, but I travel to them. It makes it easier for them to get to. Zoom works very well, very well. And it proved to me that it has its place in the world. But as you know, to get the contact and to have somebody there, because when I'm explaining to the children and teenagers, and I'm making faces at the different expressions on my face and show them, how when the mouth moves, when you're laughing or chuckling, or when your eyes blink. You know, I'm making faces, and I'm 21 again, you know. And so it's great, yeah, because then they say, listen, I said, you've got to remember, kiddies, I said, you are the children that the adults are drawing for and creating for, you know. And so, because kiddies now will turn around, and when I say, put a big smile on your face, and they're looking at me blankly and saying, what? I say, put a big smile on your face, and put a big smile, and I explain about the position of the mouth, how the mouth opens, how the chin drops, how the eyes sparkle, how the eyebrows go up, you know, and we're all doing it together. And then, so that in itself is that they're looking at me at 21 years of age, and they're looking at each other. That's the interaction that they have. And both young and old need that interaction as well. That's how we thrive.
No, absolutely. Can I just ask you though, you're talking about Ashbourne and Lusk and Swords and around that catchment area. Could something, I'm just throwing it here, I mean, for children that are island, I was thinking about out on the islands or Aran Islands or somewhere down the country, could Zoom work for them as well?
Yes, very much so, because there is only one of me, and I'm very aware of how distance, you know, like,
yes,
that's how the Zoom worked for me as well, because people from Kerry, the Aran, there was a kiddie from the Aran Islands, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Donegal, Sligo, they were all able to order the kit. I sent the kit on, and then they were able to participate with me on
Tina.
Zoom. So that's what I mean about thinking outside the box. And yeah, you know, like, being creative as well, it gives you, we need time. Like, I even say it to the children, because everything is so accessible now. The game, you know, like the electronic games they get now. What I'm saying to the children, I take you back to the very basics, the pencil and paper, your imagination. And I say, then we need a mirror. And I say, the pencil takes what's in your imagination and it puts it out there on the paper for everyone to see. I said, because we need our imagination. Otherwise, we wouldn't have planes, trains, and automobiles, as I say, or cars, or lorries, or chairs that we sit in, because they came from somebody's imagination. But when it comes to creating, you do need that time to sit still. You do need that time. And art in itself, now people get different things from other things, you know, like a mathematician would get it from numbers, you know, thrive on that. Academics would get it from reading, writing, and all that kind of thing. But being creative, even the writers, they need the creativity of the creators, because we're the ones that put it out there. And as I say to the kids every day, and they look at me twice, every day I said, you boys and girls are so brave. And they look at me with a sort of, what do you mean, Tina? I said, because your teacher shares information with you. And I said, and your teacher just wants to know that the information which she has given to you has gone into your big computer, your big brain on top, which you carry around with you everywhere. I said, the teacher just wants to know that you have gotten the information right. And I said, that's why you get homework. And they look at me and say, oh my, but homework? I said, yeah, but I said, it's enjoyable, because if you give the wrong answer back, then the teacher's able to help you out and give you the right, say, repeat after me, or wait till I show you again. You know, so that's what I mean by the writers need creators, artists, you know, like, and there's so many different artists throughout the world, different forms. I'm only one of millions.
But
you know,
Tina, you've published over 60 how to draw and animate books. You have them on CD or DVD and CD-ROM sets, plus your famous animation kits and draw packs. I mean, and you, when you open the fridge and see the light, do you take a bow? Because I tell you, it's absolutely mind-boggling. I have to tell you,
this idea. I never thought of that.
Yes, well, when you're taking the milk out, take a bow when you open the fridge, and when you're putting it back, take an encore, because absolutely amazing. Tina, our time is just about coming to an end, and it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on Lifeline on Near FM this morning. But I need to go back and do a little bit of housekeeping. So, how can people get in touch with you, please, Tina?
You can get in touch with me on Tina Mation, MATION.net. Yeah, that's how you get me.
And Tina, sorry for the little bit of hassle earlier on, but these little things happen because it's a live show, and but it's been an absolute pleasure, and I hope to chat with you soon. In the meantime, it's mind-boggling with the achievements that you and Harry, isn't it? Harry has the partnership.
Yeah, we're the team. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And say hello to Harry, because thank you very much, both of you, and it's been an absolute pleasure. I will talk to you very soon, Tina. Thank you very much.
Bye now. Have a fantastic Monday.
Thank you, and you too. Bye now.
This is Near FM
90.3.